A state of emergency is in effect for many towns along the Ohio River that are seeing moderate to severe flooding. Owensboro is dealing with some of its worst flooding since 1997. While the Ohio River is expected to crest on Tuesday, more rainfall is in the forecast throughout the week. Lisa Autry has this report.
Sustained rainfall has led to major flooding, even forcing schools to close today in Davis County. According to the National Weather Service, Owensboro has received around 7 inches of rain since last Thursday. Roads and farmland are underwater throughout the county, as well as places along the downtown riverfront. The flooding has attracted plenty of gawkers to Smothers Park, including 70-year-old Betty Christie, who has lived in Owensboro her whole life.
Yeah, this is bad. And I've never seen it cover the street. I've been seeing pictures on Facebook, though, but it looks worse than what I saw on Facebook.
Floodwaters have reached the fountains in Smothers Park, where crews have placed sandbags. The concert patio and the walkway are also submerged. Tina Edmondson was taking pictures at the riverfront on Monday afternoon.
It's just crazy. I hope it doesn't ruin this beautiful facility. Our city has worked so hard to get this beautiful, and we have an enormous amount of community involvement down here throughout the summer, so I hope it doesn't affect our spring and summer. But, you know, we're strong and we're a very close-knit community, so everybody will pull together and make it beautiful again.
As the curious flocked to downtown, they couldn't help but notice the debris seen floating along the Ohio River, tree limbs, a tire, even a small shed. The Davis County Operations Center has given out around 8,000 sandbags since Friday. Here's County Road Supervisor Alan Isbell.
They're going to the public to put around houses, buildings, things like that, keep it out of their houses. We've got several places around the county that water's getting up around houses.
Harvey Henderson is an inspector with the Davis County Fire Department and the public information officer for the county. He says at one point, nearly 70 county roads were closed to high water, and a few people had to be rescued from their vehicles over the weekend.
Our list is dwindling, thankfully, as far as roads being closed. We have a lot of roads still underwater. And that affects not only the people getting out, being residents, it affects school systems as far as bus routes, things like that. I think some kids didn't actually make it to school because the buses couldn't get there.
Henderson was out on Miller's Mill Road in eastern Davis County Monday afternoon, which was still closed to traffic. He pleaded with the public to avoid walking or driving through flooded waters.
Don't go through any water because there may be a washout. There may be, especially in the city limits, there may be a manhole cover being washed away or something like that. A big part of it could be debris in the roadways too, and you could be trapped.
Just 6 inches of moving water can knock a person off their feet, and only 12 inches of water can sweep a vehicle away. The flooding has rekindled memories from 1997, when the Ohio River at Owensboro crested at 49 feet. The river is expected to crest today around 48 feet, which would be 8 feet above flood stage. Although the sky has cleared, more rain is in the forecast for tonight through Thursday. Davis County is expected to remain under a flood warning through early March. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.